بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. For tonight, inshallah, we will be having two segments of the program. One is the normal Monday night program in a less amount of time. And additional to that, inshallah, we will do the laws that appear in Tajweed for Beginners also. Inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. For today, the laws of Tajweed that we have been discussing through the Monday nights, we add to that list of letters and huruf that we need to identify. Two of them, the makhraj, the place of pronunciation of these two letters, are the same. One is the dhal and one is tha. So if we have to read the letters in Arabic, we will say alif, ba, ta, tha. So that's the tha we're talking about. And then we continue alif, ba, ta, tha. Jim, ha, kha, dal, dhal. The dhal. So when a person recites a'udhu billah, a'udhu billah, as compared to a'udhu billahi, so both of these two letters, the dhal and the tha, do not have a whistling sound. So how do you pronounce the letter? The makhraj, the place of pronunciation, is when the tip of the tongue touches the two top front teeth, the edge of it. The edge of the two front top teeth. So one is the roots where the bottom, that's going to be the edge of it. So does it come in between the teeth? Do we say a'udhu? No, the tongue is not visible. So the tongue is going to be touching the bottom. And we notice the moment you place your tongue at the correct place, then you will never make this mistake. So to recite a'udhu, if the tongue is there, there can't be any mistake as compared to a'udhu, which means the tongue is not touching that spot. So this letter example, a person says, I make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the fajr salah. I make the dhikr of Allah. Dhikr. That's dhal. Or maybe a person's name is dhakir. We say zakir, but it's dhakir. The za, that is ra-za. Ra and za, that is with the za. So example, the dhal, a person says that the muadhin gave a beautiful adhan. That's with the dhal. Muadhin gave the adhan. As compared to the muazzin gave the azan. So in Arabic, that will be incorrect. If you speak in Urdu, no problem. But Arabic, no. Reciting it in the Quran, mistake, incorrect. As we discussed in the beginning of the kitab, that's a major sin. And then tha. Tha, example, a person says, if you recite the Quran, then you get 10 thawab for every letter. Thawab. As compared to, you'll get 10 sawab. So there's no whistling sound in it. Person's name is Uthman with a tha. Uthman. Uthman. So there will be some examples, inshallah, and we will see the difference between the... So the tha, that's not a seen. And the dhal, that's not a za. So these two letters both are from the same makhraj and place of pronunciation. The tip of the tongue when touching the edge of the two top front teeth. So that's how a person will say tha and dhal. So we can recite it together, inshallah, Surah Fatiha. And we can concentrate on a'udhu, that's a dhal. And also the last verse, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ, as compared to صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ. So there's no whistling sound, no لَذِينَ, it's لَذِينَ. That would be the correct pronunciation. Ji.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Malik Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-lazina an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Ameen.
So that is the Dhal A'udhu Billah and the last verse. Sirata al-lazina. That will be the correct pronunciation in the surah. Alhamdulillah. Thus far we have completed most of the laws of Surah Fatiha. The Ha of Alhamdu, the Ain of Alameen, Iyaka Na'bud, Ihdina Sirat, with a Sad, and the Ta, Siratal, Mustaqim, with a Qaf. So all these laws have been covered, therefore inshaAllah we would see a great difference in our recitation of Suratul Fatiha. Let's open up to the sixth ruku of Surah Baqarah, the 10th page. And keep with, together with all the laws of the letters that we have already passed, the Ayn from the center of the throat, Ha, center of the throat, Qaf, extreme back of the throat, of the tongue when it touches the palate, Ta with the full mouth, Saad with the full mouth. We discussed the pronunciation of these two letters also. And today's lesson will be the Dhal and the Tha also.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها شفاعة ولا يؤخذ منها عدل ولا هم ينصرون.
So we see in this verse that the beginning of it, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمَ لَا تَجَزِّي. That has a whistling sound, that's أَرَى زَا تَجَزِّي. But when we continue in the verse, the end of the next line, وَلَا يُؤْخَذُ. وَلَا يُؤْخَذُ. That is a ذَال, which we are speaking about, where the tip of the tongue is touching the edge of the upper two front teeth. وَلَا يُؤْخَذُ. And the beginning of the next verse, very similar. وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ is also a ذَال.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ.
Again this verse, quite a few of ذَال. وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ, the next line, عَذَابِ, عَذَاب with a ذَال. يُذَبِّحُونَ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ ذَال.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ فرقنا بكم البحر فأنجيناكم وأغرقنا آل فرعون وأنتم تنظرون وإذ واعدنا موسى 40 ليلة ثم اتخذتم العجل من بعده وأنتم ظالمون.
Here we see thumma, that's a tha, the last line of the 10th page. Thumma attakhadhtumul ijla. And if a person reads it incorrectly, a person will recite thumma attakhadhtumul ijla. That's a whistling sound, incorrect. And the beginning of the next verse again we see thumma, thumma as compared to summa. Summa and thumma, there is a difference.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Thumma 'afawna 'ankum min ba'di dhalika la'allakum tashkurun. وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ.
Inshallah we discuss some of the laws from the kitab that we have commenced already. We started with the makharij of the huruful madda, as they are known as alif, waw and ya, easily pronounced emptiness of the mouth. Number two was aqsal halq. Number three was wastul halq. That's the center of the throat. The ayn and the ha from the center of the throat. So that's with emphasis. Ghain and kha was adnal halq. Page 15, number 5. The extreme back of the tongue when touching the palate, the letter qaf is pronounced from this makhraj. We spoke about that also. The extreme back of the tongue, so that's qaf. So to get the correct pronunciation of this letter, it's the extreme back of the tongue when touching the palate, qaf. So that's how we will pronounce the qaf. So it's closest to the throat. Number 6, the back of the tongue, but not as far back as that of qaf, a little to the front of the mouth when touching the palate, the letter kaf is pronounced from this makhraj. So that's also the tongue, but it's not extreme back, and that's easy pronounced, kaf. Kaf is empty mouth, qaf, that's a full mouth, so kaf. Note the letters qaf and kaf are known as huruful lahatiya and huruful lahwiya, because they are pronounced from near the lahat, which is the uvula. Uvula is a piece of flesh which hangs between the mouth and throat. Number 7, the center of the throat when touching the palate. The letters jim. If we recite jim, we'll notice the center of the tongue needs to touch the palate. Sheen, yes. Ya. It's also touching. Ghair madda are pronounced from this makhraj. Note the letters jim, sheen, ya, ghair madda. Ghair madda are known as hurufu shajariya, because they are pronounced from the center of the mouth. That's a little bit technical. We don't need to worry about that too much. But the important thing is that it is pronounced from the center of the tongue when touching the palate. On page 16, they discuss the teeth and the Arabic names of the teeth. A person commonly has 32 teeth, and the entire discussion is with regards to the Arabic names. We will continue on page 18. Page 18, the upturned back edge of the tongue when touching the roots of the molars and premolars. The upturned back edge of the tongue when touching the roots of the molars and premolars. So where's molars and premolars? Those are your extreme back teeth. Those are going to be your molars and the premolars. So the upturned back edge of the tongue, meaning that the tongue is going to turn and twist, and it's going to be touching the side, it's going to be touching the roots of the side teeth, which are the molars and the premolars in the mouth. The letter Mod is pronounced from this makhraj. Our ustad who had taught us tajweed, he said that one of the last letters to be perfected would be the letter Mod. One of the last letters to be perfected. It takes a lot of practice to get the Mod correct. A lot of practice. So first we have to think that the tongue is going to be touching the roots of the teeth. To get the tongue to touch that spot in the mouth requires some practice. Note one, there are three ways of pronouncing the bod. So already we know that the bod is a full mouth. So bod means that the tongue is going to be touching the palate. But then also the tongue must be touching the roots of the molars and premolars. So when pronouncing it from which side? Number one, from the right side. Number two, from the left side. Number three, from both sides at the same time. Whichever is easier for a person should recite it. So either you can raise the tongue, touch the teeth on both sides, or only the right, or only the left. Whichever suits you best, no problem. But it is commonly easier to pronounce the bod from the left side. So just bod, one side, and both sides, whichever is easier to pronounce, you can. Note number two, the letter bod is known as harful hafiya, because it is pronounced from the upturned sides of the tongue. It's pronounced from the upturned sides of the tongue. So that's with regards to the makharij of the huruf. We will stop there with regards to the makharij. From the back of the Quran, we were discussing some interesting laws. The first week we discussed four places in the Quran. Four places where the sad is written, but we see a small scene on top of it. What do we recite? That we went through it. Last week we discussed Surah Yusuf. That the word La ta'manna ala Yusuf. There's two ways of reading it. Either La ta'manna, that is what we call Ishmam, or Rome. La ta'manuna. La ta'manuna, meaning a very quick one third of a Dhamma, not a full Dhamma, not La ta'manuna, not La ta'manuna, rather La ta'manuna, very quick Dhamma on the Noon, because a Noon with Tashdeed is two Noons. In the following four words, Idgham will be Naqis, incomplete. Now this is also important for us, to remember when reciting the Quran. These four places, the first one, page 68. So we've gone to the back on page 68. G? 70, okay, sorry. G. So it's note E, is that correct? It's E. G or E?
E?
E. Okay, G. So E, in the following four words, idgham will be naqis. What you mean idgham will be naqis? Let's read the note. Idgham and naqis in this instance will mean A, to incorporate the ta into the ta as far as the makhraj is concerned, but not to incorporate the sifatul itbaq. So we'll discuss B now. B is hence the ta will be read with tafkheem but without qalqala. Generally, the ta' is recited wal qalqala. It's a law of tajweed we haven't yet discussed. We're coming there, inshaAllah, in the future lessons. Where to recite qalqala? Example, qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Which letters do we make this qalqala, etc.? We will be coming there. One of the letters of qalqala, where we recite an echoing sound, falaq, khalaq. One of those letters is a ta', where idgham is made on a ta. But in these four situations, idgham will not be made. But the ta will be recited with a full mouth. So we're going to join the ta and the ta, but keep the sifat of ta separate from a ta. Only in the pronunciation, in the sense that the ta will be a full mouth, but the ta will still be recited with a empty mouth. So, ma farraqtum fi Yusuf, this appears in Surah Yusuf. If you open up the Quran and have a look at it, then we will see this example. That's going to be on page 341. So if you open up to page 341, then we will, if we look at verse 80.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فلما استيأسوا منه خلصوا نجيا قال كبيرهم ألم تعلموا أن أباكم قد أخذ عليكم موثقا من الله مَوْثِقًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَمِن قَبْلُ مَا فَرَّطْتُمْ فِي يُوسُفَ مَا فَرَّطْتُمْ فِي يُوسُفَ.
So the ta is a full mouth. فَرَّطْتُمْ, but no qalqala. If the qalqala was recited, it would have been فَرَّطْتُمْ فَرَّطْتُمْ with a qalqala. So here there is no qalqala, but the ta is with a full mouth. فَرَّطْتُمْ فِي يُوسُفْ. So that's going to take some practice also, to recite the ta with a full mouth. فَرَّطْتُمْ فِي يُوسُفْ. Now we're going to be reciting the ta with a full mouth, but the ta we're ending off on an empty mouth. So we're not going to carry it over to recite فَرَّطْتُمْ. No, not فَرَّطْتُمْ. فَرَّطْتُمْ. Just the ta is a full mouth. فَرَّطْتُمْ فِي يُوسُفْ. So even if we're not getting it correctly, as we said, let's make a mark and we will tell ourselves that there is some law of tajweed, I'm going to try. And after finishing off, you say, Allah make me ma, forgive me, but I knew there was one law, I'm trying. Allah will give us the full ajar. Why? Because we know that there is a law, and we are on the road of perfecting it, inshaAllah. Like this now, there is going to be four places in the Quran. One is مَا فَرَّطْتُمْ. The other is لَإِن بَسَطْتَ. That is going to be on page 155 in Suratul Ma'idah. Suratul Ma'idah. If you open up to Suratul Ma'idah, page 155. Page 155, this word, if we look, it's going to be on verse 28. Verse number 28, the first line.
لَإِن بَسَطْتَ بَسَطْتَ.
So we're going to recite the ta, but not with the qalqala, only full mouth.
لَإِن بَسَطْتَ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي.
So that's the second place. The third place in this Quran is written مَا فَرَّطْتُ. That's going to be in Surah Zumar. If we open up to Surah Zumar, that is going to be 644. If we want, we can even mark it up for ourselves. So that's going to be page 644. Page 644, that's going to be on verse 56.
أن تقول نفس يا حسرة على ما فرطت في جنب الله
And the last one is on page 528. Either we can, there is a recording, so you can listen to the recording, we'll get our page numbers again. Or if we have written it down, alhamdulillah. This is going to be Surah Naml, verse 22. 528.
فمكث غير بعيد فقال أحط بما لم تحط.
So if you notice, when we ending on تحط, we reciting قلقلة
بما لم تحط.
So this normally قلقلة on طا, but أحط, we don't read the قلقلة on the طا. أحط, so we reading the طا, we entering the مخرج with a full mouth. أحطت, but we ending off with the ta, which is empty mouth. So that is one new law that we can keep in mind, these four areas where we will recite, we'll see a ta and we will see a ta, and that's the manner of pronunciation. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم والحمد لله رب العالمين.